Hi.
Jess from Australia. Jess from Australia. The best part of every day was talking on the phone. Jess from Australia. Jess from Australia. Bread and butter torn from each other.
Motropa sounds even better the second month around. That's taken from his third solo album called Natural Beauty. The song's called Jazz from Australia. Welcome to Edit Radio Podcast number 533. What a crazy number. Our 533rd weekly slice of nonsense.
Edit Radio.
Littlefoot, Bigfoot, get out the way. I'ma show y'all how to move this, yeah. I'ma show y'all how to move like this. I'ma show y'all how to move, hey, woo! Out the way. I'ma show y'all how to move this, yeah. I'ma show y'all how to move like this. I'ma show y'all how to move, hey, woo! Little foot, big foot, get out the way.
I'm gonna show you how to move.
Childish Gambino. Never sure when the song finishes, so I'm just going to press stop. The song is called 3531, which I believe is its place in the runtime on that album. The album is called 3.15.20. That's kind of American, isn't it? For the 15th of March. I can't believe that came out just as lockdown was kind of kicking off. I can't believe that it's been nearly 2 months in lockdown already. And B, I can't believe it's only been 2 months in lockdown already. Wow, such is the world's perception of time. To come in the podcast this week, oh, you're going to love it, I think, I hope. We've got a WrestleMania theme that my brother won't enjoy.
Sorry.
We've got the saddest country song I've ever heard.
Sorry.
And also some new metal.
Sorry.
First of all, though, here is a song which, for some reason, I just couldn't fit in last month.
I want to sink to the bottom with you. I wanna sink to the bottom with you. The ocean is big and blue. I just wanna sink to the bottom with you. Cars on the highway, planes in the air. Everyone else is going somewhere. But I'm going nowhere, getting there soon.
We'll be right back.
at the Dreamers Hotel, 5 stars and courtesy disco.
So much to unpack there. Music, let's start with music. Music, as I've probably mentioned before, fits into the structure of my daily office life, right? I listen to it on my way to work, while I'm at work, on the way home from work, and if I'm off on any big adventures. Well, I'm not in the office lately, and I haven't been on any big adventures, obviously, either. And so I haven't really listened this month to any of my normal music sources at all. The research for this month's show was pretty much me going on the internet and hitting play everywhere I could. And that's why on this week's podcast, you might hear some stuff from me which I normally wouldn't consider playing, like Enter Shikari. I've never considered playing Enter Shikari before, but saw they had a new album out. It's out now. It's called Nothing Is True and Everything Is Possible. And that song, I really enjoy their energy. The song is called The Dreamer's Hotel. The album is out now. It's their 6th one. Not only is it my first time playing Enter Shikari on this podcast, it's also their first ever Edit Radio play, which seems nuts when you consider how many people have done podcasts for Edit Radio over the years, and their status is like a pretty big deal in the UK rock scene. Enter Shikari, Dreamers Hotel. Before that, Fountains of Wayne, the song is Sink to the Bottom, taken from their debut album, which is out way, way back when, in the land of the 90s. Here's a song my brother won't enjoy. This is The Weeknd.
Just a touch, baby. I look around the since it is cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're. I'm drowning in
That was the theme tune to this year's WrestleMania. The weekend, representing Canada, represent. The song is Blinding Lights from the album After Hours, which is out now. It's my brother Tom, or the eldest of my two brothers, Tom's 35th birthday tomorrow. He really doesn't like that song, but I couldn't think of anything else to get him for his birthday. So that would just have to do. Plus, I'm just not a very nice person, you know? It's really strange that I'm not going to be able to see him for his birthday. And it was my dad's birthday a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't see him for his. And it was my birthday last week, and it was just being kept apart from the people who you would normally get to see on your birthday. It's a little bit strange, but I keep myself well distracted, and I'm going to distract you now as well. See if you can guess where on earth this accent is from. Still to come, a sad country song. Hayley Williams as well. This is Andy Schauf.
Somewhere between drunkenness and chivalry, I hold the door open and let her pass through. She says thanks to me in a British accent, and I trade hands to her in the same voice. She laughs at me, says, what was that supposed to be? I say, I'm sorry, I'm from a different part of the country. She says, come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again. Somewhere between drunkenness and sincerity, I smile at her for just a little too long. Charlie's drinking wine, Judy's laughing at him. She says, I forget that you're such a fancy guy. He tips his hat, says, m'lady, do you come here often? I swear I've seen them do this 100 times before. Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again. Somewhere between drunkenness and charity, she puts her hand on the sleeve of my coat. She says, I've missed this. I say, I know I've missed you too. She says, I was actually talking about your coat. She makes me laugh. Oh wow, she makes me laugh. I just let my head sink down and fake some deep sorrows. Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again. Drunkenness and jealousy, I watch her talking to some old friend. What a reunion, he recognized her across the room. How many years could there be to catch up on? And somewhere between drunkenness and honesty, I make a silent toast to the things that I do and don't miss. Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again. Come on, baby, try again.
Canada. It was Canada. This is Co Ricky. Thank you. The band are Kariki. The song is called Clean Kill. They've got, I believe, a couple of members ex of Fugazi in their band. Can you tell? Their debut album, Kariki, is out. I hope I'm saying that right. I hope it's not Kariki. Kariki, their debut album, due out at the end of this month. That song is called Clean Kill. That'll be on Discord Records. Discord, I think, celebrating their 40th year this year. That's an incredibly long time for an independent label, but one with such a cult status as well. Before that, Andy Schauf, I believe, is from Saskatchewan. The song's called Try Again, taken from an album, I believe, called The Neon Skyline. I got that as a KEXP Song of the Day free download from their Song of the Day feed, and I'm feeling pretty good. I hope wherever you are, whichever country you're in, and wherever you are on the lockdown scale in this pandemic, I hope you're bearing up. I hope you are very happy, although not too happy, because I deliberately chose this next song to make us all a bit sad. Again, just not a very nice person. This is wonderful, sublime, beautiful, and crushing. Lily May. Are you crying yet? I think that's probably the song before lockdown happened. That was the last song I had that really I was playing on repeat. That's Lily May. The song is called You've Got Other Girls For That. It's available on her album called Other Girls. That wasn't the album version. That was a version that she did for Paste magazine. They have like an endless, seemingly endless stream usually of bands passing through who come and do sessions for them. That, I believe, is on the Paste Studio Sampler number 3, available for free download in exchange for your email address over at Paste. Great story as well. Like, she joined her first band at the age of 3, I guess, technically. She was in like part of like a family traveling band. And eventually she ended up touring with Jack White, and she's played on the Jack White records and the Raconteurs records, and she's done lots of work for Third Man. But her solo work is outstanding, and it gives me a good feeling to share that with you. Not everything I share here gives me that kind of good feeling. Sometimes, for example, just sometimes, you might say, be listing songs which turned 20 this year, and you're trying to get a mix of like 20-year-old songs that were good, but also some which were indicative of the time period, to see how well they'd aged. And you might, for example, find that some songs have not aged well at all.
Cut my life into pieces, this is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Do you even care if I die bleeding? Would it be wrong, would it be right? If I took my life tonight, chances are that I might. Mutilation out of sight, and I'm contemplating suicide.
Christ, 20 years old this year, Papa Roach of the band. The song, of course, was Last Resort, taken from their album, which was called Infest. And you know, I thought I'd include that. Just it's one of those songs where you might not listen to it in the light of day, but if you heard it in a club or a bar, you probably would mosh still harder than at any other point in your whole life. But wow, those words. Two songs to go. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
If you smile enough that everybody smiles.
Here's the thing.
If you work a little harder, you'll get by.
Here's the thing.
Or you can trust a man who wears a suit and tie. So just lies, 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 lies.
Here's the thing.
If your parents work to earn it, then it's yours.
Here's the thing.
And if you're barely getting by, then that's your fault.
Here's the thing.
Everything in life is fair and that's the rules. It's all just lies, 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 lies. If you just close your eyes, then everything's alright. Close your eyes and everything's alright. Hey Mara wrote a song, now everything's alright. It's all just...
Here's the thing.
You're worth as much as all the luxury you buy.
Here's the thing.
The world will be okay if we stop taking flights.
Here's the thing.
And if you change the way you eat, you'll never die. It's all just lies, 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 lies.
Here's the thing.
Companies care for the people they employ.
Here's the thing.
Discrimination doesn't happen anymore.
Here's the thing.
Working hard, you know, it's better for your soul. It's all just lies, 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 lies. If you just close your eyes, then everything's alright. If you just close your eyes, then everything's alright. Hey Mara wrote a song, oh, everything's alright. It's all just...
Oh!
Try a little harder, little bird. If you're in bed, then someone else is cashing words. And if you break your little wing, you'll have to learn. It's all just lies, 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 lies.
Here's the thing.
Jesus loves you, the football's coming home.
Here's the thing.
It's just a joke, you know, you'll get it when you grow.
Here's the thing.
Rule Britannia, you'll never walk alone. It's all just lies, 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 lies. It's all just...
Team, remember sport? The song is called Here's the Thing, taken from the debut album called Deep Down Happy, which is out right now. Thank you very much. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope we've kept you distracted from your lockdown life, whether you're sat at home with nothing to do or you're riding around in an ambulance that you just stole. I'll be back next month, although to be honest, I've used all the good songs I know on this week's podcast, so who knows if you're even going to tune in. Definitely do tune in next week, where Tom Crook will have some great music for you. That'll be May the 19th. Janessa Williams is then back on May the 26th. I don't speak enough about Janessa because we're opposite ends of the month on the podcasting world. And then Kev Lawson is back on June the 2nd. We're going to keep you happy and relatively sane during these lockdown days. I'll leave you with this. It's something that I heard on Kev's podcast last week. From the debut album from Hayley Williams. This is Roses, Lotus, Violet, Iris. Take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
I've seen your body, and I have seen your beauty. They are separate things. Pretty, pretty, pretty things. But I am in a garden, tending to my own. So what do I care? And what do you care?
woman, drowsy in a dark room. Forgot my runes, no watch me bloom.
Roses, roses.